Hi, my name is Alan from LRE Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In this video, we are going to break down the October 2025 HDB BTO launch. Where are the new flats are? How are they going to be priced? What unique selling point? And most importantly, which location I believe has the best profit potential over the next 10 to 15 years? Without further ado, let's dive in. On the 15th October 2025, HDB launched 9,144 new BTO flats across 10 projects in 8 towns. What particularly interesting this round is two brand new precincts are making their debut. Mount Pleasant in Toa Payoh and Berlaya on the former Keppel Club site, part of the Greater Southern Waterfront. Among the new flats, 3,294 units will be offered with shorter waiting time of less than 3 years. HDB also introduced 4 prime projects in this exercise, with subsidies clawback rate ranging from 10 to 14% for the new precinct. Let me highlight a few of the key projects that I think they are worth considering. Firstly, Berlaya Residence. This is the first BTO in the Greater Southern Waterfront Precinct. The waiting time is slightly longer at 4 years and 8 months. Here, there are a total of 880 units comprised 2, 3 and 4 room flats. Being the first HDB project in the Greater Southern Waterfront Precinct gives you first mover positioning as the area transforms. Despite the 14% clawback, its location edge is compelling. Between Labrador Park and Telok Blangah MRT, and close to city fringe amenities. This is the next Tiong Bahru in my opinion. Over time, with the Southern Coastline waterfront redevelopment and retail commercial growth, this area could see strong capital gain going forward. Let's assume the typical mid-floor unit costs $683,000 for the 4-room flat. The surrounding resale flat are already commanding $848,000 to $1.13 million. Such flats are slightly older. Hence, by the time this prime flat can sell for in 15 years' time, let's assume they can easily fetch 1.5 million each. So, by paying the 14% clawback, which work out to be 210,000. This means the original buyer can still pocket a handsome 600,000 in profit. Not bad, right? This is easily double their initial investment. If I had to pick one BTO in this exercise that offer the best long-term capital upside, plus a sea view lifestyle, my pick will definitely be Berlaya Residence. However, not forgetting the MOP is 10 years. This means if you have plans to enter the private property market, you may have to work backwards based on your age. If you are in your mid-20s, when you book a unit, you are still safe. Because by then, when you hit 40s, you are still a dragon. But if you enter at 40 years old, technically speaking, by the time you MOP, you are almost in your 55. Most likely, game over to enter the private market. The second project I will consider is Mount Pleasant Crest in Toa Payoh. This is a new estate created from the old Police Academy site. The waiting time is slightly longer at 4 years and 11 months. There are a total of 1,348 units comprised 2, 3 and 4 room flats. The clawback rate is 12%. Do you know what is the best part? Buyer can opt for open concept white flat with no internal partition in 3 and 4 room units. This project also sure what. Just like next door Bidadari Estate, most if not all already big what. Other prime projects include Redhill Peak and Bishan Terrace with clawback rate of 12% and 10% respectively. This sound miserable. In the past years, HDB has embarked on building more prime flats in mature towns. They are highly popular and well received. Kudos to HDB on building public flats to house a nation. For the rest of the flats, they are standard flats found in Bedok, Sengkang, Yishun, Chanchara to Teban Garden. They have shorter waiting time and no subsidies recovery, which is good news to most buyers. Most importantly, they have the standard 5 years MOP. This means for those that have plans to upgrade or move to another location, you have more flexibility in your housing plans. Here, I know most of the buyers will go for prime flat, but do you know, unless you are the first timer, the odds of getting a prime flat will be very slim. It will be advisable to apply for the standard flat in the suburb instead. One good example includes Teban Heights. Sited close to Pandan Reservoir, bordered by Teban Garden Road and Jurong Town Hall Road. This project comprises two residential blocks of 36 and 37 storeys, situated in a prominent position next to the upcoming Teban Reservoir MRT station, offering 638 units of 2 to 5 room flats, as well as 3 gen flats. If you look at the pricing, it seems very reasonable as compared to the nearby older resale flats. For $397,000 to $539,000 for high floor units, my guess is that after MOP, they will likely be selling for above $1 million. Especially so when the Jurong Regional Line commences operation in 2028. This applies throughout the rest of the standard flats. That is why HDB always say they have flats for the different housing needs. If you have more money, you will have more choice in life. That's life, right? If you don't have, it's still okay. There are still affordable public flats for you to choose from. Anyway, don't write off those standard flats. For all you know, when they hit MOP, they could even be making more profit because they are priced lower and without the subsidies recovery. So there you have it, my breakdown of the October 2025 BTO launch and where I think the biggest profits lies. If you are applying this round and want to maximize upside, Malaysia Residence is the best bet. Mount Pleasant Crest is a strong alternative, and the short waiting standard flats are useful consideration for buyers that prefer more flexibilities. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to it. Drop a comment below. Which BTO are you applying for and why? Until next time, see you around.